Today is the day of August 31st, 2018. This is the Arizona State Massage Therapy Board. We're calling it to order. We'll have a call to the public. Nothing to do there. So, discussion and approval of the open session meetings for the July 30th, 2018 board meeting. Anybody want to approve it?
All right, Emily Clark, I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the July board meeting.
Okay, Earl Dusky, I'll second those. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, so we'll do that. Moving on to the Federation of State Massage Therapy Board, consideration possible action of approval of a designated board representative attendance. So we just need to...
Victoria Bowman, I would like to nominate Emily Clark for our representative for FSMTB.
So I'll speak on behalf of Emily. I know she's on the phone, but she called me and said that she won't be able to attend. She's got a personal conflict.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm sure she appreciates the motion. I think she was planning on going as well.
I certainly do, and I would more than happy be willing to go if I didn't have this conflict.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping you could go, because anyway, then...
Yeah. So was I.
Yeah, and I mean...
Well, can you represent us, Earl? Are you going? You're already in a capacity.
No, actually, the only difference is I was going to go. The only difference is this just means that they'll pay for me.
Well, so, would you be willing to take the nomination?
I would absolutely do it.
So, Victoria, before you do another motion,
right.
Victoria, would you withdraw the previous one?
Yes, I would like to withdraw my previous motion.
Michael Rain joined the line. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, cool.
Welcome, Michael.
So may I now, since I've withdrawn that, does Earl need to do something?
No, now you can make a secondary motion.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion to nominate Earl Dusky as our representative for the FSMTB conference in October of this year.
Emily Clark, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So that okay, consideration and possible action regarding FSMTB's resolution and bylaw amendments, which we presented and voted on. So are there any...
So for this, if you don't mind if I jump in. So there's two resolutions and two bylaw amendments starting on page 23. So you just nominated Earl to represent the board so that he's not voting on his own accord. He's basically voting on one accord. And currently we have three members. But so he does now have delegated authority by at least the members that are present to vote in a certain way. These are in here. So if you are in agreement with what's proposed in both resolutions and amendments, and that's how you want Earl to vote, that's how you would vote. And I don't know, Michael, do they have to make, as long as there's no change, if you're making a differentiation between anything, you should probably take separate motions. But if you are okay with these and you want Earl, or maybe give him subjective authority just to, I don't know. So
I would like to make a motion to give Earl Dusky right of decision making for our board on these proposals, because there will be discussion that comes up and we won't know what that is until he's there. So I trust that he would represent the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy in a diligent and thoughtful way.
Emily Clark, I second that. I agree.
Okay. Can I make a statement first? I just want to say Victoria's been there before, and I just wanted to say, and I would also ask probably Ryan before I do it, can they bring solutions or conflicts or anything like that to me? And no, they can't.
No, they shouldn't go through it all. That's kind of what this forum is for.
Well, I meant not conflicts, but thought process.
Questions?
Questions, because that's what's going to happen right before the board. They're going to open it up, and one state's going to bring one thought, one's going to bring another, and then they let it settle, and then we don't actually vote on it until like the end of the conference.
I wouldn't reach out to, I'll defer to Michael on this, but I wouldn't personally I think it would get into an issue of open meeting law. Go ahead and speak.
Well, it wouldn't be an open meeting law question, this is Michael, if just one board member sent to the chair a thought. The concern would be if, you couldn't share those with anyone else. So, family sent you, hey, I'm not sure about, Resolution 6. That's you and her, you can't share that with anyone else, and you got to be really careful about that, because you have such a small board. And you can't copy anyone but Earl, because a one-way under a new law, we're going to talk about today, under a new law, a one-way communication from one board member to all the board members can be an open meeting law issue, and if nobody responds, it's reply all.
Right.
So it's not impossible to do. I would just say be very careful. Make a note of it if you email them a thought that, hey, this is board business, don't share, I don't want an open meeting issue, I'm sending it to you one way. And then Earl, I would almost just not respond either. So if you're going to do that and you want to give them any comments or feedback, then you'd have to do it that way very carefully, where it's just one person submitting a comment and that's it. Kind of like a call to the public for board members.
Right.
Where I wouldn't have any discussion. Just a one-way, this is my thought, and Earl, you just put those in your pocket and don't share them with the rest of the board members. Unless we're, put it on an agenda, we could. But
right. And that's the only reason I said that was because when it finally does go there, like I said, that's what they do. They actually allow us to discuss it, and then they actually have us vote at the end of the conference.
I was just going to say, on October 1, at least on my calendar, we had a meeting. Is that still scheduled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so we'll actually have a chance to discuss it in open.
So, yeah, and I was just going to say, I don't know, because this looks like it's on the 4th if you were going to be at that board meeting. But if you are, then you could discuss all the thoughts or just do this at the board meeting.
And that's perfect. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. But you won't know the thoughts of the FSMTB annual meeting until the 4th.
No, but this gives, if anybody on our board has any thoughts that they want me to portray,
okay.
I want to hear those because
okay.
I want to
I'll
hear.
I'll put this back on the agenda.
Yeah, that would be great. And that's all I'm trying to say is I want to honor the board in the best way that I can, that I would be able to do it. And with that, do we need anything else?
Yeah, well, you had a motion and a second. You still need to vote on
it. With that.
Ms. Bowman's.
All in favor?
Aye.
I would say aye. Did I get two?
No, you got...
You both said aye? I didn't hear you both.
Yeah, both said aye.
Okay. All right, then motion carries, and we're good with that. So... yeah, just read them over and just make sure that if you have anything, bring it to that meeting, and then we'll be able to that way we can go, because that's the whole idea of the FSMTB is to bring as much information to that meeting so everybody across the whole nation can understand it. So have it. So where are we at? I got solutions.
Okay, so this is on here because it's also time sensitive. We have a budget to submit by Tuesday. As a board, I create the budget for you guys and submit it, and then you guys get periodic updates seen monthly on the budget and our expenditures and revenues based on what's appropriate. You've heard us talk at least to some degree about our database and I guess its usability, not just by staff but also by, and I'm not saying that we would give access to people outside like licensees, but but we would have a part of the database that would interface with the public and also licensees to where they could update CE or whatever. In order to do that, we'd have to change what we currently use as a database that was built by a gentleman we were talking about earlier that we don't even have access to the data code. This board purchased it, I think, in 13 or 14. I looked it up, and we still don't have... There's certain things we don't have access to, which makes our job difficult. And then when there are statutory changes, like we've had with reciprocity this session, last session a year ago in 2017, there was the fee waiver change. We can't make those changes on our online process. So we're going to go through some things that we're going to try to fix that in the interim before we get something like this. This is one bid. I'll try to go out and get a couple more bids. This, just so you guys know, I've already done my due diligence on this process. This is who I would say go with, but it's going to be up to you, and if you guys just trust that I've done this, then that's okay too. I have to go through three bids, even though I've already done the three bids when I was with Podiatry, and this is the vendor I selected, albeit Podiatry wasn't given the option to make a selection. It was basically made for them, and I'm hopeful that we can make a selection and one won't be made for this board also. But so this is a solution that's been offered. I can tell
you something.
I'm sorry?
Hello.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's essentially just a solution, and then I don't really know that you need to vote on this. It's just informational. And if you would like to, if there's a comment, if you go to the very last page, and I'm not sure where it is, to be honest with you, I'm going to try to flip there real quick. It gives you the total expense based on information we've already. So this is a quote.
Page
63. Yep. So the total cost based on this company, iGov Solutions, is $20,000 to basically do this build out, to convert all of our stuff to iGov. And then after that, it would be $2,500 a month. Our monthly expenditures right now are like, so it would increase a lot. Our monthly expenditures are probably around $450 a month. But we get not really good, not the best service. And we don't have access to part of our system. So this would allow for changes in the future. And you can see the hourly rate for enhancements is the third bullet, is $85 an hour. The state, I don't know what, I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence, but I'm just going to say for those that do or don't know that if we do some sort of enhancement with the, it's called asset within Arizona government, DOA provides a service to us, they charge us $95 an hour. So a state-to-state cost is actually more expensive than a state to an independent contractor cost. And these people would have full access to our system and do up. This is solely all they do is the asset. When they support, they do all kinds of other stuff. So it's not to be disparaging to them. It's just they do more than.
Okay. Ryan, yeah. Emily and I could not hear you.
Uh-oh.
You leaped out about a minute ago.
A minute.
Yeah.
You cut off right when you were describing, I think, the that you were going to talk about the relative.
Yes, that's right. The $85 an hour relative,
okay.
To, and it went blank.
Okay. I'll try to keep an eye on my green button to see if it's fading in and out. So ADOA asset charges us, I'll just cut to the chase, they charge us $95 an hour for any change that we try to do, and they don't really have a great scope of work. They just charge us, and we end up with a bill. This would be, and they do more than just licensing solutions. iGov Solutions and these other vendors like them, this is all they do, and these people, as an independent contractor, actually charge less than a state-to-state hourly rate. So that's the only reason why I'm pointing that out, is it's actually, I think, more cost-effective on an hourly basis.
Will this integrate with Matilda too?
Yeah, I think they all. I mean, Matilda's robust enough that they all do. Matilda is the FSMTB database that they want to make it nationwide for all massage therapy boards to have corroboration, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Right. So we don't need to vote on that?
You don't really need to vote unless Michael thinks so. It's more of an informational thing, but I had to. I may write this into a budget based on just this one proposal that we would be looking at about a $20,000 cost. $20,000 is a lot to me, and probably everybody in this room and those that are on the phone. But there are other licensing solutions. Right now, if we went with the enterprise licensing solution that 14 other boards went with, they paid over $1.5 million collectively for the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's actually turned out to be quite a nightmare. If we wanted to get into that, which I actually will probably get them as a quote just to show how much better this
comparison.
Yeah. It would cost us probably over $100,000 to do the same thing that this would cost $20,000.
Do we need to vote, Mike?
No. I think eventually it sounds like you may have a couple proposals or, you know, some to choose from or maybe some specifics about options, but for now, no.
Yeah, I just wanted you guys to be aware that I am going to write something like this in the budget on a appropriation ask, but that is due Tuesday, and so I wanted you guys to be aware of it before I just threw it in, and you found out about it later. And I don't have anything else.
So, summary of current events, do we have anything else that needs to be brought up, to be brought forward to the future meetings? I mean, because that's all we can really do is bring it up and bring it to the future meetings.
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
So the only thing for future events is you want the FSMTV resolutions back on, correct?
Right. Just to have any discussion or if there's any concerns to be brought forward. So I think that's basically the next board meeting is October 1. So good call on that one, Mike. Cool.
Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Victoria Bowman, I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Time is 12:37.